Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Talk of Kieran McAvoy. Morning to you, Kieran.
Morning, Ben.
Everything seems to be going really well. The hard work pays off at this stage.
Yeah, that's right. We've had a nice start to the spring, so looking forward to the weekend. We've got obviously Young Stars in good form. I was pleased with her when she went to Caulfield the other morning and stretched her legs around there and seemed to enjoy herself. So seems in nice order since that good last start second there at Flemington behind Winks.
You've really wanted to link yourself with her for a fair while, Kieran Young Star. What makes you, you know, have you picked her a long way out that she'd be down in the weights in races like this?
Yeah, that's right. She showed nice ability early on, and I remember trialling her one day, and she trialled nicely, and I think she went to the races, and Robert Thompson rode her, and RT's report after having a ride in her and a maiden, I think it was only over 1,200 or 1,300, and she flashed home nicely, and RT's response is that she's going to be really nice, and that was enough for me. Obviously, I thought she had the makings of a nice filly, and she was able to keep progressing and win the Oaks up there in Brisbane in pretty good style. And obviously she's got that four-year-old mare profile with a nice lightweight, and you'd like to think that 2400 is going to suit her right down to the ground. So very competitive race. You can make a case for a heap of them there on Saturday. But, she's going to run a nice race, I feel.
Okay. With her, having ridden her for a while, has she changed along the way?
She's strengthened up, for sure, yep. Developed, and that's what Chris is good at, being able to just give them that time and allow them to sort of everything to come to fruition. And, she's got a nice way about her, and nothing sort of really phases her. She's got a good attitude towards it all. So, a big day at Caulfield is not going to have her upset in any way, shape or form. And she sort of just focuses on the job at hand, which is great. She's always had that nice way about her, a nice attitude towards her racing.
Her run the other day, we all saw Winks storm to victory, but then you look behind and Young Star was the one really finishing off as well.
Yeah, that's right. It was a great prep run for sure, and it's obviously strong form lines to be just getting run over inside that last furlong or last 100 metres by Winks. It's pretty good form lines when you're going up in trip into what you think is your best, your more preferred trip, 2400, and also coming down in weight to 51.5. So really pleased with how she went at Flemington. It was a great last run before her main assignment this campaign.
We're talking with Kieran McAvoy about a Young Star at this stage in the Caulfield Cup. Do barriers play a role with her? You've come up with 10, but does it affect you in any way?
I was pretty pleased to get 10. Caulfield Cup start can be tricky. It can be different, year in, year out. Sometimes what you think is a good barrier can end up a bad barrier and vice versa. So it's just important to be on your toes and be aware, be ready for what's unfolding in front of you. She's I'm a midfield type runner, versatile as to where she can be. So I'll sit down and have a good look at the race and work out what might be the best plan to go forward once the gates open.
And Chris did it the week before with the Autumn Sun, where he took a few over and galloped on the Tuesday. Do you think that was important for Young Star earlier this week?
Yeah, definitely, because she hadn't been around Caulfield. So she went over there with a stable maiden. I sat behind and she seemed to get around there. We were right out wide,
yep,
outside the cones, but she got around there nicely and was on her correct lead and switched over onto her fresh leg in the straight, which is important. So that was the box ticked that we needed to see, because that was her first run Melbourne Way, was at Flemington, and so she hasn't had many runs Melbourne Way going.
Understand. All right. Well, that's the Caulfield Cup riding Young Star. Just for your listeners of the program and yourself, I guess, From Within has flown down overnight and will run at Caulfield on Saturday in the Alinghi Stakes. The other one that I guess you know a bit about without doing the form is Savitiano. You've ridden it at Flemington. You've been on this mare the last two or three runs. Again, just looks to be an ideal sort of race for her. Just the barrier.
Just the barrier. But we had a good barrier that day, and then I couldn't get out. So it was one of those tricky ones. She would have really challenged me to the other day, I felt, if we had got out. And so we'll look to atone that last start defeat. She hasn't had much late. Luck with barrier, she drew wide at both Wyong when she won, and then wide at Newcastle in the Tibby when she ran second, and drawn a wide gate here again. So I haven't had a good look through the race yet, but she's obviously racing in great form, and we'll see what the best scenario is there when I sit down and have a look at the race. But she can be a player for me on the day as well.
Kieran, you've always got to be mindful of, what is around for the Melbourne Cup, I guess. I saw some vision. You were out at Werribee earlier this week to ride the Roger Charlton horse with Hold that I think's going to Geelong on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right. He's a nice big horse. He's got some good form lines over there in the UK, winning the Cesarewitch last year, and then he won the Northumberland Plate, which is a big handicap up north. That was at... I think where it was now. The name slipped me, but he's travelled out in good order. He's a nice big horse, and he done some nice work the other morning. He feels like he's in good shape, so he's going to go to Geelong, and he needs to win to sort of get up the ratings a bit to get into the Melbourne Cup, get up the order of entry, and we're just going to see obviously how Youngstar goes on the weekend and whether she presses on, or how this horse goes on Wednesday in the Geelong Cup, and then Cross Counter, he's had a little bit of a setback there with a cut on one of his joints. He's back doing, I think he's walking now. He's had a few days sort of box rest, so we're just going to see how it unfolds with him as well.
Yeah, understand. I think it was it Newbury, that race, the Northumberland? I think that's where it was, Newbury.
North. I just can't remember the name of the track. I should remember. It might be Newcastle, is it?
It might be. All it says is new. So I was either going to go Newbury, and it's not Newmarket, so it might have been that place, yeah. But I think they've been...
Me and Huey were talking about that. Hey, Huey ran second in it one year, and I think I was back in the field. But, yeah, I think it is Newcastle.
Yeah. I think talking with Roger Charlton, it's a couple of months ago now, but they were keen to get to the Melbourne Cup without another run, but he's, what is he, number 34? He does need to run, doesn't he?
Probably just to help get up the order there. But he's hopefully the ground's just not too firm. They just get a bit of jar out of the ground there at Geelong, then might just suit him, and then he can bounce through the run. It's not impossible for him to run twice, I don't imagine. I can't
understand. Understand. What a big few days it was again, Kieran. It was just staggering how it all unfolded again. Pretty similar to last year in the Everest. Have you had time, or were you straight to Melbourne without any time to really reflect on it?
Yeah, we had a bit of a crack at it Saturday night, and reflected on it with a bit of a banging head on Sunday. it was great. Yeah, really. Unbelievable. Pretty lucky to have won it again. And it was funny, we were just walking to school, and my young lad said, "Dad, which year was easier, last year or this year?" And I said, "Oh, I reckon this year was easier, believe it or not." And it was just unbelievable. The horse has done it all, and he's a little star, and obviously Nolan's done a great job with him, and the Triple Crown guys are great to work with, and they've been having a great run as well. So hopefully for us, he can stay sound, and you never know, we might be back there battling it out next year.
Yeah, who knows? In a race like that, when you, and I think most of us now have seen the vision that Racing New South Wales have put out, the camera on the top of your helmet and things like that. Were you surprised that you sort of got the lead and then was able to dictate similar to last year? Did you expect something would come out and be with you?
Well, I thought that La Romaine would go forward. Given that he sort of had wet track credentials and he was forward in a few other short races like that, I must admit I was a bit anxious as to how Ryan was going to ride his horse. And I spoke to Ryan early in the day, and I said to him, "What are you going to do? How quick's your fellow?" And he said, "Oh, my fellow's pretty quick." And I'd watched his replays, and Ryan had ridden him pretty aggressively in his runs over short trips in the UK and in America. So I must admit, I was going at it with a bit of an open mind as to whether if he's going to attack me for the front, I might just hand up and either sit second or third. But after we you know, I said to myself in the barriers, right, you know, just begin well and then make the call after sort of 50 or 100 yards. And we were lucky that he began like a shot out of a gun and was straight on the bunny. And then at the time, I knew that Ryan Torse must have jumped a bit slow. I didn't realise that I missed it as much as I had and sort of back in behind Shoals. And, once I got him in that nice rhythm after a furlong, I threw the half mile and the 600. I thought, right, is this happening again, is it? You know, we've had a nice run. I know I'm going to finish on the ground. And sure enough, the horse did the rest. He was powering away.
He was so strong through the line. It was just unbelievable. I must admit, I watched it in the same spot as I watched it last year at about the 400-metre mark where you come around the bend. And it was at the time when Tommy Berry was deciding, yep, I'm going out wide and making a run on Osborne Bulls. Could you sense there was a horse out wide?
No, I couldn't actually.
No, yeah.
He was sort of back, obviously. I was making ground late, but I was... my eyes were planted on the road ahead. I knew it was go time at the 300. And,
yeah.
And I was concentrating on keeping my fella balanced and moving forward. And he as I said, he powers through that ground, and that's what gave me confidence that we could do it again because he's so good, so effective in that ground.
He is. And, mate, just one final one on the Everest, just coming back and everyone's there and things like that. I heard your interview with Bernie. It was, you try to hold yourself together saying, don't worry, I am excited. I mean, it must be incredible, mate.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable, you know. It's a real feeling and, you know, just so lucky to be involved in the race and to win it again, just extra special and... you know, it was great. I had some family and friends there, and that makes it even more special. And to do it with the Snowdens, obviously, I've been back working with them for 10 years now, and it's fantastic to have a horse like this at a high level. And just to be at Randwick on that day, the crowd was unbelievable. And I know it's easy to say this because I've won the last two of them, but it's just a fantastic day's racing. And, hopefully I can get 50,000 in there next year with a bit more room, it'd be fantastic.
It would be, for sure. Charlie would be pretty happy heading off to school this week, wouldn't he?
Yeah. As young Reece had, he had the trophy zipped up in his little wheelie bag, his Birdie Beetle wheelie bag. And I said to him on Monday morning, I said, what's in there, mate? And he said, I've got the Everest trophy. I'm just going to take it to show and tell. And me and Cathy couldn't go because we had things on. I had trials and whatnot. And I said, oh, I don't know whether I can let you take it on your own. He goes, don't worry, Dad, I'll look after it.
Did it get home all right?
No, he didn't take it. I said, listen, we'll wait and do that next week. he let me put it back on the mantelpiece.
Ah, fantastic. All right, mate, we'll let you go. Good luck on Saturday with Young Star in the feature race.
Thanks for that. Cheers, mate.